Time to talk podcasts. I'm joined by Caitlin Cherry. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi. Now that I work in consumer, I can tell you Toyotas are very good. They score very highly.
Caitlin, the former employee here at RNZ, she used to run things here. Now she's shifted over to consumer. I'm an on-again, off-again consumer subscriber. If I need to buy something, I'll sign up, and then I'll kind of forget that I've got the subscription until a couple of years later when I happen to check the credit card bill, and I'm like, oh, damn, cancel it. And then the vacuum cleaner will break, and I'll have to buy another one and sign up again. That's my story.
Yeah, we've got car reliability stuff coming up soon, so you'd be quite interested in that.
Hey, how are you doing making time for podcasts in your busy new life?
Well, you know what? I do a lot of walking, and so that's when I listen to my podcast. So I park quite far from work, and I do a 3K walk through town, and I listen to my podcast. When I'm not in the mood for Morning Report, you know, some days it's just like, can't handle it.
Well, but you're not legally obligated to listen to Morning Report anymore, so, you know, you can choose.
As a citizen of Aotearoa, I have some obligation. But, yeah, so I've been listening to a podcast called Bondi Badlands. So I was quite attracted to this because it's a topic I actually didn't know anything about. So you know when you go to Bondi Beach, a lot of people will have gone there, and you do that walk around the cliff tops to Tamarama and other places. There's an area up there called Mark's Park, and it's the first big grassy point past the kind of the first pool. You know, this ocean pool. And it turns out it was actually the series, it was the location for a series of murders of gay men, because it used to be a kind of a area where they would hang out at night.
Yeah.
And in the 80s and 90s and early 90s, quite a lot of men were killed there and some were thrown off the cliff. Brutal. Yeah, and it turned out there was a group of sort of horrible people called the Bondi Boys who would actually deliberately go and target gay men at night and beat them to a pulp, in many cases killing them. And it's made by Greg Callahan, who's an author of a book of the same name called Bondi Badlands. He's also a journalist, and it's made by the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. The problem is it's actually just so badly made and so poorly delivered that I feel angry when I listen to it, because it could be so much better. And I come from a background in radio, and so I can hear any bad edit. I mean, they're pretty clunky edits. So I've actually got your wee example. It's not even one of the worst ones, but have a wee listen and you'll hopefully get a feeling for what I mean. Here you go.
Every spring, the headland is dotted with sculptures for the annual art show, Sculpture by the Sea. And it's here, on this southern headland topped by a grassy verge known as Mark's Park, that rock legend Elton John came in 1982 to film the video for his song Blue Eyes. Blue Eyes. His white grand piano was perched on a rocky outcrop known as Mackenzie's Point.
So I don't know if you heard a couple of clunky little edits in that, and they were some of the better edits in the whole piece.
Right, it's just distracting, I mean, it doesn't. Yeah. You still hear everything you need to hear, but it just kind of takes you out of the moment.
In his delivery, Greg Callahan, I love that he's got a real Aussie voice, but he has that sing-song delivery, so he will read every sentence in the same way and has that last word emphasis. So, you know, if I was going to read the first lines that I said to you, I'd go, in his way, it'd be Bondi Badlands tell the stories of a series of murders and disappearances of gay men on the Bondi headlines in the late 80s. And it just becomes unlistenable, and I just get distracted. So I find my mind wandering because he hasn't captured me.
That's a shame, eh?
A real shame.
Otherwise be really interesting subject matter.
I know, and I'm just like, who edited this? It feels like he's just reading pages from his novel, and there's really good audio, but the whole thing needed an executive producer to just come in and whip it into shape. And, you know, I actually think newspapers of the calibre of the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age shouldn't be making stuff that is that poorly made.
Oh, they're behind it. Yeah, why are they? Why, how are they getting away with it?
Joined with the ABC. I mean, we've got quite a few of the people making some of the really good podcasts for stuff are actually ex-RNZers, you know. They're putting some good production values, and we've done some with them. Production values are really important. I say we, meaning RNZ, although not anymore.
Old habits die hard.
Old habits do bite, die hard. So yeah, look, it's a really good topic, but I would probably suggest people read the book rather than listen to the podcast. Even though some of the audio is very powerful, there's just very long, long patches of him just talking. And then obviously he's recorded the next bit of it in a completely different location another time, and his voice is completely different and the sound is very different, but it's like continuing a sentence. It's just...
Jeez, okay, amateur hour. Right. That's Bondi Badlands. Is British Scandal any better? It probably is, because it's British.
Yeah, I really like British Scandal, even though it's not the kind of podcast I would normally listen to. It's basically where you get a duo who riff about things and then take you back to a few scandals. And so Matt Ford, who actually knows a lot about politics, and Alice Levine, who is a comedian and actor and writer, basically take various British scandals from history, in modern history, and they kind of tell you the story in a sort of narrative non-fiction style. So you kind of, like, they'll begin a piece with, it's dawn on the blah blah blah, the wind is whistling through the, and you kind of get immediately there, and they're kind of doing it from the perspectives of the people, and they even do their voices, but I don't know why it works. So they've done the Profumo affair, the Litvinenko murder, you know, when he was poisoned by polonium. He was a former Russian who was living in London, former Russian spy. The canoe con, remember that guy John Darwin? He faked his own death by pretending to disappear in a canoe because he was in debt. The story of the Sex Pistols, the story of Nick Leeson, he was the trader who brought down Barings Bank. I didn't know the story at all. The Murdoch phone hacking scandal. And the death of David Kelly, you know, the sex up dossier story. So I've got a wee clip and you can kind of hear how it works. Here you go.
Now, what would you say the most stressful thing you could do as a couple is?
Oh, famously they say moving house, very stressful. I guess divorce, not ideal. Having a baby.
Okay, where would you put in a chart pretending that your husband's dead, lying to your children about that, and then have him secretly live next door and not tell anyone?
It's a good one, isn't it? It's top 10.
Yes. Yeah, I would say it was top 10.
Week after week.
Top one, maybe. If you think this is stressful, I have to warn you, the stress levels are not going to abate in this episode.
Oh, good.
Let's get cracking. It's September 2002, Seaton Carew. Anne Darwin steps outside her house at number 3, The Cliff. A group of reporters and photographers are setting up on her gravel drive. It's 6 months now since her husband went missing at sea. Over that time, she's had numerous calls from journalists wanting to run her story. She's rejected them all. She's been too terrified of making a mistake. But now she's standing in front of her house, preparing to read out a press statement. And she needs to sound convincing.
Oh, that really draws you in, doesn't it? It's much better, and a bit of personality there, and even a bit of humour, even if the subject matter isn't particularly funny.
That's exactly right. Somehow they make it work, and often the other one will interrupt the other person when they say something like it's a little bit strange, and they go, "What? Are you serious?" And then they'll go, "Yeah, because this happened," and then they'll carry on with the story. And it's almost like that other person is playing the role of me as the listener and asking the questions I want to interrupt them and ask when I'm a bit confused.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
I really recommend that one. I like it a lot. It's quite educational because if you just kind of need to go, you know what, it's a bit embarrassing, but I actually don't know anything about the Profumo Affair. It's been a long time since I saw that movie.
Yeah, some of them are covered by The Crown, of course, but they're necessarily sort of told in shorthand and made as sexy and dramatic as possible. So good to get the truth behind them. Nice one. Thanks so much, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Caitlin, our podcast reviewer, Caitlin Cherry, and that was British Scandal, which sounds good. The other one, Bondi Badlands, from Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.